stories are what we're made of. We've said before in these discussions. And I don't think we've fully appreciated what this means when we're living under a system of power, of rule by the few. It means, as Bentham taught us, every story that we hear must reinforce power's logic. Every story must add padding to their blanket of security. And right now, because we're in transition, because humans globally are turning from rule and are looking to the earth once again for guidance, power is on the defensive, a wounded tiger, which means as the global state statesmen plan to remain hegemonic, and no piece on the chessboard matters more than the U.S., that the next presidential election will be not just knocked down, drag out, maxed out, simply the most kick, stomp, and dirty tricks to the death vicious that any now walking have unfortunately seen. Which means you will be rewarded, as Cornel West knows, if you have a shtick that involves trashing Barack, whose story they plan to put in their pockets and mash it about and pull it out tarnished and use it to lie to future students of history, the ones they intend to operate the systems. And use it, of course, this goes without saying, use it they fully intend to regain the office of U.S. president. And you will be rewarded, as all the made terrorists from Oaxaca to Abuja and Damascus to Donetsk also well know. You will be rewarded for causing sadness, for inspiring fear and despair, and sowing seeds of division, particularly in those who still have their souls. So we right now are being treated to stories most egregious, full of horrors and scandals and hearts broken aplenty. But far from this being a moment for watching, for sitting back in shock at this hideous show, rather, this is a moment to go for the gold, to regain that world where we don't marvel at tyrants who dress up in garb they think makes them titans, but a world in which we, commoner to commoner, have joined hands globally and are healing the planet, reknitting our relations, and living our dreams.